Welcome back to the Extended News at Noon, WISR 680 AM. I'm Tyler Friel, and we are joined on the phone by Butler County Commissioner Leslie Oshie. Leslie, thanks for taking the time. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Leslie, we are looking at, and the county, along with the County Tourism and Convention Bureau and the Center for Community Resources, announcing a hospitality fund that is going toward laid-off employees in the hospitality industry. We just had a news report today that Cranberry Township allotting their CARES Act funding, $25,000, going directly into this fund. That's pretty awesome stuff there. Where are we with the fund right now? What have donations look like?
So let me just say about the municipalities. First of all, I think that, you know, we had actually allocated all of the CARES money out, a big portion of that going to municipalities. And when Butler Township found out about this, you know, sort of last minute problem with this many people being unemployed in the 11th hour, literally 2 weeks before Christmas without chance of unemployment, Butler Township then stepped up and their supervisors voted to forego some of their CARES money as well, which is about the same amount as what Cranberry Township did. So Butler Township kind of started and led the way, and then Tom Knight was kind enough to kind of put that thought in the rest of the municipalities' minds who might be also drawing down CARES funds. So we were able to retain that plus a portion of the county. So between the CARES funds right now that we've been able to redirect, basically, as well as contributions, we have hit the $100,000 mark.
Wow.
To be able, in a very short time frame, which we knew we didn't have a lot of time, and we knew it was going to be a heavy lift. But I knew this community, and we all knew that this community would step up as they normally do.
What has the response from restaurants been like as you talk to owners of these businesses and those also in the hospitality industry just in general? Where are they at currently? Obviously, a very difficult time for them, very difficult year. But what do you hear from owners whenever you talk to them in small business owners in the hospitality industry?
Well, it has been just extremely, you know, difficult, as we all know, for all of them. And I think probably the most challenging thing for many of them was to say to me, you know, look, I got to look these people in the eye 2 weeks before Christmas and say, you know, you're laid off. And how do I do that? You know, they have families. They, you know, a lot of people, they're very hardworking people. They're people who, you know, may just kind of make it from paycheck to paycheck. So, you know, and they've been serving us for a very long time, as Jack Cohen so well puts it, you know, so I think it's up to us to step up to the plate now. And that was part of it. The other is, you know, we had many people in our offices, you know, from the economic development folks and the CDC, the chamber, and even our controller and his staff out delivering some of their CARES checks for the small business loans last week. And so many of them were greeted with hugs and tears. And I know we're not supposed to hug this time of year, but I think they got overwhelmed. But many of them were greeted that way. And many came back and said, you know, it was a rewarding experience even to deliver the checks. But we wanted to make sure they got them in their hands last week because the news was just devastating again. And so I think that, you know, it's been difficult. And I think the most important part about this campaign is that they're going to be able to actually, those restaurant owners there or the business owners, the gifts or the relief money in the form of gift cards will be delivered to those owners so that they and managers so they can distribute them to their laid off employees themselves, which I think gives them a little bit of a boost. So it's kind of a boost all around, you know. They called and registered, you know, the people that they knew they had, you know, laid off and were unemployed. And I believe we had it, you know, last count was probably over 800. So I know we'll near at least 1,000, and I'm sure that's just a drop in the bucket to the total number of people in the county that we estimated would be laid off as a result of that order.
And we're here with County Commissioner Leslie Oshie. And those orders, relatively new, obviously, coming into play late last week. Have you heard any additional guidance from the state where their mind is in regards to mitigation efforts?
No, I have not. There's another call this morning here in about a half an hour with the governor's office, and that we'll get on as part of the County Commissioners Association executive team, and find out where things are headed. But it seems like based on what I'm seeing of the hospital's numbers on Wednesday, and we'll see what this morning's report brought. It looks like it's stabilizing at a new high, but it's been consistent, somewhat consistent for the last 2 weeks, I think, when you look at those numbers. And so I haven't heard that there's anything different planned. I think everyone's just trying to figure out how to get through the holidays as safely as possible.
And as you mentioned, and I would generally agree with you too, and we don't have access to those numbers on hand right now in regards to Butler Health System. But what has the communication been from the county level to Butler Health System? What have you been hearing from their top officials? Where are we currently with COVID-19 in the county?
Well, we stay in touch very regularly, with Butler Health System. And the amazing part is again, the collaboration, communication, and support between the health system, the school districts, obviously now the business community and tourism, as well as our 911 director and our communications manager. Our emergency management. And with the hospital, I think, they recognize that they are, with those admissions being in the 50s, we've obviously stayed in between, 48 and 52 is what it looks like in terms of inpatient stays for, related to COVID. It looks like the ICU kind of stabilized around 13 or 14. It's kind of been moving up and down in that range. Not obviously, no one wants to see anyone sick or ill, but they have been managing. They're sharing with the community. Their staff is working, incredible hours, trying to keep up as best they can. But they have indicated to us that they're making it work. Really, is what's happening, and not really ready to go outside the hospital walls with any sort of surge at this point. So I think, we had a plan. We knew we had a plan. Their CARES check is being delivered, I think, tomorrow or today, actually, maybe this afternoon or Monday for the testing equipment. And so, it's just really been a great collaborative effort. And, the heartwarming thing is that the hospital also turned around and I believe made some purchases of gift cards for their employees through tourism. So to support the local restaurants as well. So, it just makes one big circle. And that's the thing that is amazing about this county and this community is when the need is there, people step up and we help each other and prop each other up to get through. And that's how it's going to stay until we see the end of the line. Mm-hmm.
Today is a good day for Butler Health System. Vaccination supposed to be going into arms of healthcare workers. And I know you may not be able to get into the specifics of it, but, what is the county's involvement in vaccine distribution? Is this just more of, these private entities, but entities like Butler Health System, the VA, are they kind of more responsible on their own? Is that more their communications with the state or is there someone at the county level coordinating this effort?
So Steve Beishaus has been in touch with Pima and Department of Health on their regular calls about whether or not there's going to be a need for any mass vaccination sites. It sounds like the plans have changed a couple of times related to that. So I think the priority right now is, it feels like sometimes we take one day and one step at a time, and that may be all we can do. And so the hospital vaccines are out there for the healthcare workers. That will get taken care of first. Obviously, there was a plan through the, I think you heard, maybe it was CVS and Walgreens and some of the pharmacies to help the long-term care facilities get their patients vaccinated. So that plan is in place. And I think those two steps have to happen first. it sounded as though the vaccines for general public would happen much the same as you would get a flu vaccine. So obviously either through your own healthcare provider, but I think the whole mass vaccination site is still yet up in the air. There's still discussions back and forth, and I think, you know, plans will be made in preparations for that. And I know that our emergency management was looking at, you know, various sites should that be necessary, and to be prepared, and it sort of had a fire drill with the testing site, I guess, if you will. To figure out, you know, that helps, you know, look at what logistics have to come into play, you know, if you have a drive-through vaccine. But, you know, there was a pandemic plan written many, many years ago, and that was part of that plan, you know, was if you had to do mass vaccination, how would that occur? There's a whole concept of pods, but I'm not sure, again, that that's going to apply in this case. But there's lots of... still the discussion occurring.
Wheels are in motion. County Commissioner Leslie Oshie, thanks for the time. And Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and enjoy the holiday season.
Merry Christmas to all of you. And I want to say thank you to the radio station for its continued support of every effort that we've had, you know, throughout the last 9-10 months. You know, it's been really quite a ride, but we appreciate your help and your support. So Merry Christmas to all of you. And thank you again.
It's a team effort, no doubt about it. Leslie Oshie, again, thanks for joining us. And that does it for us here on WISR. Enjoy your holiday weekend. I'm Tyler Friel, saying so long for now. You're listening to 680 AM.